Hey, what's up? Welcome back to the Airborne Podcast. This is Season 3, Episode 2. So what are we doing? In the last episode, I ended with asking the question, do you know who you are? And I said that I would answer in this one. So basically, yes, I know who I am. I'm slowly finding out what I feel like I was created to do. And trying my best to not let anybody steer me away from that journey or that path that I'm supposed to take. Like I said, people knew who you was, but they don't know who you are. They don't know who you're becoming. This big journey that you took to get out of whatever rut or whatever thing that you're dealing with. Get to where you are now speaks volumes of who you are, what type of person that you're becoming or have become. I'm not saying your situation is tougher than anybody else or it's the same. Everybody is going through something, so it's what you're doing to get out of that. As long as you don't stay stagnant or like you're in quicksand, as you just sink. And there's no way out. There's no way to pull you up. So you end up drowning. So what steps are you taking to get there? That's why this is called I keep going, saying, so what are we doing? Because nobody really knows what they're doing in this thing called life. Like you can be given a manual for the instructions and stuff, but nobody really followed those. Everybody goes on their path. Everyone is not open to change, but it really starts with you and who you are and who and how you view yourself and your values and everything. Culminated into one thing that makes you you. Like, do you, besides all the other things, do you have knowledge of reaching these goals? Like, do you have knowledge of yourself? Do you exactly know who you are when you're put in different situations, when your back is back against the wall? Do you truly know who you are? Like, how do you? You already know how you're going to handle this situation or whatever task that is put in front of you. How are you going to react when your back is against the wall? When you're dealing with these different trials and tribulations, like, are you going to change up or are you going to, I guess, fall or falter? You got to stand tall when the going gets tough. And that's easy said and done. Like, I have my own situation going on and everything, but I don't let it define who I am, because this too shall pass. No matter who's praying for it or who's looking down upon it or anything, I know what I was destined for. And I know what I was created for. And whoever's listening, you have to know that you are too. That goes with knowing who you are and knowing what you're created for. People can try to tell you, oh, you were meant to do this. You were meant to do that. We all was kids at one point in time, and we had career day. You always had a dream of, oh, okay, this is what I want to be when I grow up. Or even you wrote it down, and some people kept those things and were not famous and stuff because there were people that told them they couldn't do that or you will never amount to this. There was a situation, I had this teacher. She said I was, she's like, oh, you're no angel. You're no angel. Basically like I was a demon or something. And mind you, I was in elementary school when this was said to me. And it really bothered me. I never, like, went home and told anybody. because I know how that situation would go. But because we all have family members that don't play about us, especially like elementary school, like that's an automatic fight. Like, you're not gonna say this to my kid. But anyway, I said it when saying this because, like, sometimes in the back of my mind that motivates me. Now, it has been points where it's like, oh man, like, because nobody's perfect. So it's like, maybe that teacher's right. So I definitely use that as motivation. And I feel like other people should use the negative things people have said to them or spoke on their life as motivation to prove people wrong. Like, because regardless, somebody's going to be humbled either way. Whether you humble yourself or somebody else is humbled by what they thought of you. And like, oh, guess I was wrong. Yeah, you were. Whatever words someone says to you, that doesn't make you, who you are. You believing those things and letting it control you and keep you down, that's a bad factor. That's what's really controlling you. Then you're essentially a puppet because you're doing what other people say you should, especially when making decisions. You should definitely go with your gut and actually think it through. Some people make decisions off of their brain, their heart, or any other body part. But I feel like you definitely should make decisions off your brain and also your heart, because it intertwines with one. Because, of course, I'm a who's romantic. Because there's got to be some love behind things. Because I feel like if there's no love into it, like, what, like, if you don't love your dreams, you don't love yourself, you don't love what you're doing, essentially you're wasting your time. You want to get to a point where you love what you do, you love the people that you're around. Of course you love yourself, because that's a part of living your best life for you. You have to love yourself with all that is you. And no one can take that away, no matter what, as long as you love yourself. Because it all starts with you. The journey, you've been on this journey. Some people feel like they're alone. No. That's why I say surround your people. Besides, like, praying and everything, you have to have people around you that help motivate you, because if not, you're going to have to motivate yourself, and it's easier said than done. And it really gets hard because you're like, oh, shit. What am I supposed to do now? Like, sometimes people, all they have is themselves. So they don't really know what to do. And a lot of this is about knowing. Besides knowing who you are, knowing what you want to do, knowing what your life is meant for. Like, you have to really dig deep and find that. You are your purpose. You have to live it. Not many people can say or get to that point of like, oh yeah, I finally figured out my purpose in life. You know how that's just like a standing ovation for yourself when you finally realize your purpose in this whole journey that you've been living and going on. It's like playing Super Mario Brothers, and at the end you get to jump in the air and land on the flag, and there's a big celebration. Or even at the end of Mario Party. Because everyone takes a different journey in Mario Party. Stick with me. I know this, like, it's like, oh, does he have ADHD? No. It makes sense. It's like Mario Party, because everyone takes a different journey in Mario Party. So at the end, everyone gets a star based off of what they did. No matter how many bumps in the road or whatever you did on the path that you chose to take or what direction, you end up getting a star based off how good you did in the different fields. And there's different job fields with life. Like, not, of course, like, everybody's not going to participation trophy. This is not Pop Warner or Rec League. So you have to put your best effort, and like to say that your best foot forward when you are approaching these goals that you have set out for yourself. Because nobody else is setting these goals for you. You need to set these goals. You need to actually try to do your best to achieve these goals. Because nobody's doing it for you. They don't know what you want to do in your life. What you want to do in other people's lives. It's all about knowing. Like I said, my Twitter handle used to be the Journey of the Law. Because I didn't know what I was doing. Like I felt like I was the jack of all trades because I wanted to do this. Like I did this well. All these things. The same amount of skill for the amount of things. So, of course I felt that way. And nobody could tell me otherwise. But I think it just speaks volumes of what type of person someone is when you constantly strive, when you're knocked down, so much perseverance. Like, it just seeps through. Everyone sees it. A big part of not giving up is not giving in. Don't give in to the negativity. Don't give in to the challenges that's put for you. The more you give into it, the less you receive. That's no battle I would want to be a part of. Not at all. Because what is essentially are you gaining from giving into foul, evil things in your life? Of course, you could use it for a positive to push you forward. But not everybody is that strong. And I say that as in mentally strong. Not everybody can turn that tide and just go on and be resilient. Not everybody can do that. So just like you have to know yourself, you have to know, I guess, your enemy and what can I say? The challenge put before you, you have to know that too. Like, and dissect it as much as you can. Because if you don't, it's going to be a bigger hindrance on you. And then you're going to look back like, oh, what if I did this? What if I did that? Just like that commercial. Was it? Don't do what you can do. Don't stop and do what you can tomorrow when you can do it today. Don't put these things off. Like I said in season 2, set an alarm if you have to. Reminders help. Like, I'm still writing my book. Some days I don't get to it. So when I'm up, because my work, I have a weird sleep pattern. So sometimes I'm up at 5:00 in the morning writing. And then also I'll still write it later on at 4:25 p.m. that day. So I'm writing it double overtime, really. Well, double the work ethic, 2 times the work ethic to get it done. Because I'm a self-proclaimed creative genius. So if this book does successful, then I prove to myself, it's not about proving it to others, prove to myself that, oh, yeah, I'm definitely a creative genius. But if it doesn't do well, then no, I can't call myself that. I probably can just call it with the creative genius when I come up with my designs. Just keep it at that. But you have to set the bar for yourself. No one else. Just like you used to do pull-ups in gym class. Just like we used to do pull-ups in gym class. You have to pull yourself up. Don't allow other people to pull you down. Especially if you're already down. But you want them to dig you in the sand at the beach? No. Hold your head up high and push through. Life is a workout. We all have to get in the gym and put in the time. Don't allow other things to work you. You need to work it. Like Miss Elliott said, you need to work it. But if you're not doing these things, what exactly are you doing? Because you're not trying to live your best life for you. You're not trying to move mountains. You're not moving hills. You're not trying to move yourself. Just like when you hear somebody speak, oh, that moved me. What are you doing to move yourself? Are you always going to stay where you are? What is stopping you from motivating yourself? Is it someone or is it you? Do you not think that you can get to where you need to be? And what tools can help you get over that hump? Forget the mountains and the hills. What can get you over that hump to get you to where you need to be? A lot of us are used to it because we're always dealing with certain things. So it's like, it's a norm. And when have, like, we shouldn't continue to have negative things be the new norm. It shouldn't be the case. There's too much negativity in the world for you to be allowed to feed on you, and you feed into it. We need more positive people in the world, motivating others, and so we can motivate ourselves as well. If you're not already doing this, we got to keep going. Like me, I got to keep going. This isn't it for me. You need to, you have to look in your mirror and say these things to yourself. This isn't it. This isn't it. This is not the end for me. This is not the end for you. Tell your friends, whoever. Sometimes you have to pick up that call. You don't know what that happy friend is going through. You don't know. Not everyone can uplift themselves because they used to being stuck. So if you're having trouble, there's people you can call. If you're having you're having negative thoughts, it's a number you can call. It's a hotline you can call. Always seek help. Even if it tears you apart having to ask for help. Like for me, I loathed it. I loathed it because I look weak and embarrassed. I already don't like too much attention on myself anyway. So asking for help, I try not to do that. I try to be my own cheerleader, and I just try to motivate myself as much as possible through work, whatever I'm doing. Like, I try my best. Some days are easier than others. Some days are harder than others. But it begins and ends with you. So who is going to push you to the finish line? This has been the Airbrand Podcast. Please continue to listen, and definitely listen out for the group podcast. Blurt, check me out on Instagram, Jared to the Throne. TikTok, we're labeling Nostalgia. I'll be posting more videos. It's a process because I'm writing a book, you know. And also follow my gaming channel, Air Gaming. And then my gaming TikTok as well, 90210 Air Solo. And the group YouTube channel, 90210 Gaming. Keep pushing, keep putting your best foot forward as you strive to be the person you're truly meant to be.